We learned this week that the US Justice Department has designated Catholics terrorists and commanded banks to hand over to the FBI the personal details of anybody who purchases a Bible. Second week running for the Dragnet theme. We too thought this all seemed like pretty startling stuff from an administration led by the United States' second Catholic president, but to disbelieve this news is to disbelieve Donald Trump Jr.
Oh no.
And whatever previous cause have we as a species ever had to do that, etc. We learned that the world's second worst Donald Trump had once again made one of those videos in which our lawyers tell us we can say that Junior comes across as noteworthily animated, energetic, spirited, and arguably even zestful.
If you were a practicing Catholic, you were a domestic terrorist. If you bought a Bible, you were marked by your banks, and that information was given to said FBI and DOJ. They think church-going patriots are terrorists.
Still, we learned of some good news there for the Trump family, at last and at least, as the crime of church-going patriot is one of few charges Donald Trump Sr. seems unlikely ever to face. Elsewhere. We learned that Adidas would appear to have a vacancy for a thinking things all the way through officer, or perhaps for someone merely capable of seeing things with their eyes. We learned that the German sportswear concern had, in designing Germany's shirts for the upcoming European Football Championships, favoured a sort of runic font for the numbers, which caused the 4 in particular to resemble a sort of stylized lightning bolt, and listeners with even the most elementary appreciation of the iconography of World War II may already be perceiving what Adidas did not.
Yikes!
Well, quite. We learned that undisclosed numbers of customers had, one earnestly hopes, earned themselves a place on the BND's watch list by ordering shirts emblazoned with a distinctly SS logo resembling 44 before Adidas announced that the number would be rendered unavailable, before throwing in the towel entirely and conceding that the 4 would have to be redesigned, hopefully not as some sort of cross-shaped assembly of right angles. Still, we learned that Germany might shortly have, literally, bigger problems. We learned that for the first time since Hannibal and his Carthaginian legions bore down upon Rome from over the Alps in 218 BC, Europe is threatened with invasion by elephants. Specifically, we learned that Botswana had threatened to deploy 20,000 elephants to Germany. We learned that this was a response to Germany's plans to restrict the import of hunting trophies and thereby discourage the besetting of elephants by rich weirdos labouring under the peculiar delusion that anybody might be impressed by their ability to hit a target that size. We learned, incidentally, when we looked into it, that these people are pretty much exactly who you'd expect.
Someone put pictures of me out there, like, you know, in Africa and stuff like that. And then they, oh, my God, you know, the media goes crazy. You know, I was apparently poaching elephant and, you know, high fenced elephant. You know, I'm like
Donald Trump Jr. again, who our lawyers tell us sounds no more than vigorous, buoyant, excited, perhaps vivacious at a push. Anyway, we learned that in the view of Botswana's president, Mokgweetsi Masisi, the Dumbo-hugging sentimentality indulged by clueless Europeans towards Johnny Elephant is all very well when you do not, as Botswana does, have to live with 130,000 of the immense creatures, each of which eat circa 150 kilograms of vegetation a day, and all of which lumber untowardly about, trample things, knock a lot of stuff over, and generally get in the way. And that, besides which the money parted from the fools who wish to blaze away at them, is a valuable source of revenue. President Masisi menaced Germany as follows, as will be read by Monocle's pachyderm desk chief, Emma Searle.
We want our elephants to roam freely. The German weather is bad enough for them. If you like them so much, then please accept this gift from us.
We learned, at least so far as we could be bothered to look, that Germany was choosing to maintain a diplomatic silence by way of response, which is a shame, as this retort was right there, as will be proposed by Monocle's German humour desk chief, Chris Chermak.
Perhaps if Botswana wants to discuss this, they can make a drunk call.
We did not as yet learn of, but hope to one day enjoy President Masisi making a similar offer/threat to the Prime Minister of Poland, as the Donald Tusk jokes will write themselves. For Monocle Radio, I'm Andrew Malone.